organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Guys. That was me, friends. Isn't that cool? And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us if you do, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to my fan page. It's pretty awesome. I post daily. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. And yes, friends, the phone lines are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I can say true that.
That is truth. You know why it is? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Hope I picked that one up right. Homosexuality, the political battering ram, was just released earlier this week. And we've been getting comment after comment after comment from folks on this. Why? Because it is manifesting itself in the public eye, being embraced by the media, and also the political agenda of politicians.
And, of course, only the media and those political minions that are being used as little puppet masters.
And then the regular people of this day and age, like Bob, who commented, he said, what's really scary is the reprobate mind.
Oh,
you're
exactly
right, Bob.
Yeah.
It takes a certain type of person to do these type of crimes. The phrase in Romans 1:28.
And crimes they are because they're called crimes against nature, friends. And that phrase is taken from the book of Romans, for those that didn't know. And when you look in your state statute, you find that homosexuality are called crimes against nature. Again, you know what, Jake? One of the things that you had said the other day, you were talking about the state preambles.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about the fact that it sounds pretty evangelistic. And I thought that was really good. Everything about who we are and where we came from and what we're derived from, our Creator, obviously, sounds pretty evangelistic to me. It sounds pretty biblical all across the board.
And it was promoting it, too.
Amen.
They wanted people
in every sense of the word.
The state was saying.
The year of our Lord, said Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Bob goes on, he quotes that book of Romans 1:28. He says a person can sear his conscience so much, God turns him over to, he puts an S, obviously, that would be the devil, Satan, the enemy of your soul. the universal leader of evil who can turn such a person into Mr. Possessed with a superhuman strength that many cops have trouble restraining. He's going on in this.
Yeah.
These are things that happen. This is Bob's quote off of Homosexuality, the Political Battering Ram. Just posted it. It was on Patriot Update here a couple days ago on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, on Facebook. Remember, gays don't have to stay bound to their slavery. This is the truth.
That's right.
Their emancipation is found in a five-letter name starting with J. That's Jesus Christ.
Amen. And we are preachers, and we do desire redemption, not condemnation. That's right. But that's up to them, not up to us. We cannot save the homosexuals. They must repent, and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, saith Christ.
And that's love. That's salvation. Amen. I remember,
like it or not,
went out to a parade here in Minneapolis that was a quote-unquote gay homosexual sodomite parade.
A lot of kids there, wasn't there, Jake?
Little children, lots of them. So I was going out, passing out gospel tracts. Bradley, you were there. There was a whole handful of folks from the ministry there. We do it every year. And I saw a pastor in, well, let me just, I don't know what you would call
him.
Hireling.
This guy's a hireling. He's a whore.
That's right.
Is what
he is.
Exactly
right.
Yes.
This guy is of the synagogue of Satan, as it says in Revelation.
Yeah.
He leads a church, a so-called church.
Can I say something, friends? When we're talking about repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, if that seems weird to you, I just want you to remember that that's in the Word of God, okay? I'm not here to preach my opinion, neither is Jake. We're here to preach the commands of God in His Word. So let come what will come, but we're preaching His Word. If it sounds weird, it's because of what the state-run media has done. They picked out a bunch of weirdos, and they said, hey, look at what they're doing, and look what they're saying, and then you have this thing. It's just like, it's almost like the militia as well.
Yeah.
When you hear militia, ooh, that's scary stuff. No, wait a second, America, you are the militia, 17 to 44 years old, male. Do you understand? You are the militia.
Right.
But the state-run media puts a little taint on that. It's like, ooh, that almost kind of sounded weird a little bit. But it's not. And when we talk about this pastor that you're talking about, this gay pride parade, which is really spitting against heaven, really what it comes down to is the fact that, listen, there's a lot of kids there, and there's a reason that you're calling this man a whore.
Yeah.
Well, read the Word of God, because whore is in the Word of God.
Yep. He's marching in there with his...
adulterers, adulteresses, so on and so forth.
It's called sin, and that's what it comes down to. And I walked right into the parade and said to this man, why are you not preaching salvation through Christ and repentance to their sin, that Christ can deliver them and set them free from their perversion?
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts screaming at me, you know, you're a hater, this or that. But you know what? It doesn't matter what is said to you from man, because I don't fear man. I fear the face of God. And when I fear the face of God, I'm going to preach to man His truth.
Said Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
That's right.
It's also interesting that it's not only a sin, it's an abomination.
That's
and there's
right,
a
yes.
reason God called it an abomination.
Definitely.
Friends, tomorrow we're going to talk about how a homosexual marriage couple, they're being accused of raping their 6 adopted boys, of course, in the United States. And not only that, but 4-year-old dies for refusing to call his mom's lesbian lover daddy. Now, friends, you know what I've always proclaimed from this pulpit, this voice piece that I have. You know what I've always proclaimed? It's not about attacking any particular people. It's about protecting a particular people that are under attack, namely your kids. And this is why I'm on the radio all over the country, friends, because people are beginning to understand what this homosexual crimes against nature, what it's all about. And why does it keep going back to the kids? Do you understand? We can see it across the school boards. We can see it across what's going on with adoption.
Yep.
We can see it all across the political realm and the sphere. But America, I want to rest assured. I want you to rest assured in what I'm saying right now. America's not for this.
That's right.
Just know that they're not for this. The state-run media may be, but the American people are not. Remember, Joseph Goebbels was a minister of propaganda under Adolf Hitler. That's what's going on today. Be right back.
Like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Now, if you ever want to make distinction between me and the other guy, I mean, we're in this together. There is fivefold ministry, apostolic, prophetic, teacher, pastoral, and evangelistic. But we all know who the great reformer Martin Luther was. Oh, yeah. And if it wasn't for that guy plowing his row, we would not have the liberties that we have today in America, even, friends. But listen to how he identified himself. And he was comparing himself to Master Philip Melanchthon.
Oh.
Now listen to this. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said this of himself. I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest. That is an apostolic prophet, my friends. More heavy on the prophet than the apostolic. But Master Philip, said Martin Luther, comes along softly and gently, sowing and watering with joy, according to the gifts which God has abundantly bestowed upon him. This is factual quotations. I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike, said Martin Luther. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest. But Master Phillips comes along softly and gently, sowing and watering, which... am I mocking you?
Grace.
Jake's throwing flowers up in the air. But anyways,
it's a celebration.
That is a great quote. That is a great quote because people want to understand his character and the character of a prophet. And what is the character of a prophet? He just identified it.
And you look at the fruits of what
the Bible talks about in Hosea, how they cut in half their enemies. It really is. And it doesn't mean to literally cut them in half. Liberal, whack, socialist commies.
Really, Dean said to cut people in half if you're a prophet. Put that on the wire quick.
All right. Anyway, Jake.
The awakening, everybody. Speaking of that, laying a foundation and digging up the stumps and tearing up the thistles and the thorns, the awakening that preceded our revolution in America, or our war of resistance, our liberties that we have, the Declaration of Independence, is happening. We had Matt Staber on earlier this week to talk about it. It's going to be down in Orlando. The Awakening 2013, a ton of different speakers. Bradley will be one of them. You need to join us. Everybody listening in Florida, I know we've gotten a lot of calls this week from people in Florida. Join us at the Awakening 2013. It's at the First Baptist Church in Oviedo.
Oh, Michelle Bachman's going to be there.
That's true. And Bradley
Doug
Dean.
Doug Giles.
Michelle Bachman.
Gina Loudon.
Bradley Dean.
Matt Staber. Michelle Bachman. Bishop Harry Jackson.
Bradley Dean. Sue Trombino.
Sue Trombino.
Michelle Bachman.
Our friend Sue Trombino.
That's right.
Yeah. Sue Trombino's pretty cool.
She's very cool.
She is.
Michelle Bachman, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, Michelle Bachman are sharing a stage. And I think it's Michelle Bachman and Bradley Dean.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Jake. It really is. Did you guys hear my little ventriloquist here? Did you hear that?
Wow. It's actually
Jake,
some voice.
Just hang on, Jake. That's enough. That's enough. Okay. That's enough, all right? That's enough, enough, enough.
Did I say you were going to be there speaking?
Enough, enough, enough.
Do I even need to talk anymore?
I do have this little parrot right here when Jake jacks me up.
Those
that means
awesome.
In young lingo, angry.
Then
I just go ahead and pull up the parrot.
When I'm angry.
Look, right. This is Obama to George Soros,
that's
by the
true.
Way, friends. Okay.
True. And then
right.
Carney to Obama.
True that.
And then Pelosi to Carney to Obama.
Pelosi. Jake, will you make that
right.
point? You
oh,
just,
man.
You just got my show off onto
right.
a different show.
You know, she said
topic
that
to topic.
Speaking about, it was a Japan. I want to make sure I get this right. Japan has very violent video games, and you know, but their murder rate is a lot lower
because of their gun control.
That's right. Pelosi says, I don't know what it is, maybe it's because of their gun regulations, but I do want everybody to know, while I'm trying to take your ability to defend yourself as a free American citizen, I do want you to know that I do support your right to bear arms. Your First Amendment right is plainly in my sight.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's
freedom of
Article
speech.
1 of the Bill of Rights, friends, not Article 2.
But that was
a well-regulated militia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Article 2, Pelosi, not Article 1. Maybe she was saying she supported our right of free speech.
And it's not even funny. The joke is on America.
She
it really does jack me up.
She's a
criminal.
Her job, the oath that she swore, is to defend and protect and uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Well, what happens when the domestic enemy is in the House of Representatives,
within,
for example?
Within.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
Then they need to be not only impeached, but they need to be dealt with criminally.
So
well.
Instead of magnifying the law against crime, they're magnifying the crime against the law.
That's exactly right.
And that's what we're dealing with. And it really isn't funny, Jake. I mean, this stuff really, because when you consider the hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, these people swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
They don't have a clue.
And, folks, they stand contrary to their oaths.
They don't.
That's treachery. That means infidels in their oaths towards you, America. And until we start calling them criminals, what do you call someone that breaks the law?
A criminal.
Someone that breaks the law is a criminal.
Yep, a criminal.
So what, governments, when they break the law, what do you call that? Congressional immunity?
No, crime.
Crime.
Criminal.
So why don't we start looking at them the way that we should look at them? Because, friends, if you broke the law, you would have the law come down on you to establish righteousness. Yep. Well, according to their version of righteousness.
If you threatened their rights or their safety, guess what? You're thrown in jail instantaneously.
Totally. Totally.
But then they do it to the people
through the whole last, 4 years, going on 5 years now, this administration has been trying to demonize you, friends. And we just seen last week the DHS is now calling Christians the number one domestic threat. The Christians are the number one domestic threat because we're the ones that will call them out for their crimes before a just and a holy God. And that's the church's job.
Right.
Let me say this. John G. Lake rightly said this. In those early centuries of Christianity, Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Isn't that where we're at today?
Sounds like a tear unto wickedness.
Yes. Are they not kicking up against who we are?
Yes.
Yes. Is that not what's going on in your country, friends?
Yes.
Yes. They're trying to convince you that you are not who you are.
Huh. And all they can do is rely upon your ignorance or your willingness to comply with them.
Your football field. It was
That's great.
Great analogy.
The football field is the Constitution. What happens when we play football? The referees, when the ball goes out of bounds or a player goes out of bounds, they immediately stop the game, get that player, bring him back into play, into bounds.
Yep.
When our leaders go out of bounds, that being the Constitution, then we go get them, we apprehend them, bring them back in.
So let's dissect this.
Yep.
In great specificity.
Specificity.
All right, I just wanted to show everybody that I didn't need to use ostentatious erudition to bring those words about.
That's right.
Okay. And saying that, when they go outside of the bounds of the Constitution, America, you are the referee.
That's right.
That brings them back into the play field.
Yes.
If they continuously violate the laws of the game,
then you kick them off the field never to return again.
That's right.
But that's not what you see.
No, it's not at all what you see. What you see now, well, and the point is with this
justice
field,
is the guardian of liberty, friends.
It's the only thing, because liberty doesn't exist outside of justice. This is another thing, too. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. In other words, where God's laws are, there is liberty. You cannot have liberty where you don't have God's laws.
And Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not outside of that. And if you want to, just go ahead and try that, go ahead, try it on the road, friends. Yep. Go ahead and break the law, because the professed church in America is teaching you to do just that. They're called antinomianists. Right. They have no regard for the law. They are anarchists before God, friends. And then they have the audacity to equate the love of God because you obey God. They call that legalism. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like my kids being a bunch of legalists, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they love their dad,
they love their dad. Yeah, I mean, every morning in my life, my little boy gets up, he comes downstairs, he says, Dad, wakes me up, and he hugs me, and he says, Dad, I love you. Mm-hmm. You know what? All day long, not with a legal cast, but a cast of love, chastising those that I love, like the Bible says, as many as I love, I rebuke, and I chasten. Back to the word law and justice. Yep. Martin Luther King rightly said, law and order exist for the purpose of establishing justice, and when they fail in this purpose, they become the dangerously structured dams that block the flow of social progress. Well, let me tell you something. This administration is taking it further than that, my friends. No, now they're accusing you of the criminal as being the criminal for upholding the laws of the land, and now you are up on your head.
Yep.
Judgment is turned backwards because of what the American people have tolerated. 78% of the ratio that professes their Christianity have allowed this administration to do what it has done. And the American people have as well.
Yep.
Sorry to say it, but you know what? That is a prophetic message.
There was a lot of sprays in there. I wanted to conclude the awakening we didn't get to. And then I want to bring it back to the source solution that you're talking about. Again, The Awakening, we just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Bradley will be speaking there. It's next week, Friday and Saturday, in Orlando. You've got to join us for that on Facebook again. You went back to the football field. The Constitution is literally an expressed powers document. It's delegated powers. We tell the Congress where the football field is. We give the directives. When they get out of bounds, we bring them back in. The Bill of Rights acts as an ironclad wall to make sure. Because when men don't want to listen, then we have to create a structure to keep them
in. And you can rest assured that your persecution is going to come from the state-run media, who's going to begin to demonize and vilify because they've sold their souls to the devil in the office. See how that works? As he sold his soul to the devil at large.
Yep.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. George Washington was right. The Constitution is the guide which I will never abandon. Amen. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Prepper Fest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com and come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please do go over to Sons of Liberty on Facebook and like us if you do. And if you'd also like to jump over and be my friend, you can do that as well. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer, only deceiving yourselves. We don't need none of that. We've had plenty of that. The younger generation deals with that on a 24/7 basis. They're tired of it, right? Abraham Lincoln rightly said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. We the people, not they the government. They are an extension of who we are. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution, of course." Mm-hmm. You said something the other day, and it was really good. You said, a man can't just go out and buy a badge and call himself a cop.
Yeah. There has to be a source of authority behind that badge. And what is Congress? They rely upon the Constitution for all their authority. That's why all laws are repugnant. They're void if they're contrary to the Constitution. There's no authority.
Amen.
And there's no reason for anybody to obey them.
Okay, and our forefathers have told us that if there's anything contrary to the Constitution of the United States, they said, null and void.
That's right. It's null and void.
We've talked about this, but we're going back to the judges now.
It goes back to the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution. I believe it's Article 5 or 6 where it talks about the Supremacy Clause. The supreme law of the land shall be the Constitution and all laws made in pursuance thereof. In other words, by the authority of that Constitution. And just back to your point again, if a police officer, if I decide I want to be a police officer today, so I go out and I buy a badge, I buy a gun, I buy a uniform, I buy a car, and I put cherries on top of it. Still doesn't make me a police officer.
It's called impersonating.
That's exactly
yes.
Right. Boy, and that's a crime, too, isn't
yes, it? Yes, it is.
Yep,
yes, it is a
crime.
President James Buchanan, only to reinforce your last statement, said, "There is nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution." Listen to what he said!
Amen.
Listen to the Lord. The word of the Lord endureth forever. Listen, "There is nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution." There's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. Why would he make the correlation? It sounds like James Wilson when he said that the governments and religion are the two sciences that run together. They're not separate. Of course not.
They depend upon each other.
Yes.
Government is the sword, so religion gives us the morality, the rules to live by, the code of ethics, if you will, the standards. and the government comes and enforces those code of standards. Now, the government can't enforce, or the government can't change men's heart. That's why it needs religion for self-government. We need self-government and government. When people disobey God's laws and God's rules, that's where the government comes in, and they execute justice.
So a tyrant, what would he promote? He would promote lawlessness, licentiousness, lasciviousness, carnality, everything under the
attacking
sun.
Attacking the people's liberties, attacking their
why would he do
religion?
That, though? He would do that so he could have what?
Yep, more power.
Control.
And control. And
absolutely.
Yeah, it goes back to the, I want to let you read the quote, but it goes back to the fact of what government does when they usurp your rights. What are they really saying?
Yes.
They're saying, I am God.
Yeah.
I determine what's right and wrong. I determine what law is.
How stupid can the American people to be caught up into a debate, a gun debate, when they all the well know that it was this administration that put guns into the hands of Mexican drug lords.
No.
But yet the state-run media keeps pushing it, yet you go to the gun stores across America, they're saying it's a dead issue.
Yeah.
See, that's how it works. When the American people say, I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
They're not following the rule of the Constitution anymore. They're violating the law. Friends, that makes them the criminal.
That's right.
Not the representative, because they no longer are representing we, the people, according to the laws of the land, which is found in the Constitution. They've been booted off the football field.
That's right.
If the American people will do so.
Exactly right.
Let me bring a correlation in, just to show the spirit of Christ. Folks, not by power, not by might, but by the spirit, saith the Lord. But listen to what again John G. Lake rightly said. God's call to the Christian churches today is to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth, and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God, and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, who said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church.
Then we're going to have a revival, we're going to have an awakening, we're going to have liberty.
We're going to just have black church, we're going to have white church, and we know all nations are one blood.
That's right.
Amen.
And all nations should submit, will bow the knee to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Don't you love that? He always has all the last say.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he gives us the opportunity to partake with him.
Because he's a merciful God. Amen.
You know, you brought up the point about the media going hand in glove with it. We talked about Pelosi before, screwing up the Bill of Rights. Don't even think she knows them.
Well, it's because her head isn't turned on right.
That's right.
Her head's so busy spinning, we're just waiting for it to stop and look forward. Yeah.
Who was interviewing her? The guy's name again. What was his
Wallace. Chris Wallace from Fox News again.
Fox News.
Yep.
Does not call her out on this.
Nope.
And then she continues on, and he brings this up. Well, Ms. Pelosi, I think the reason why people are concerned, you're so quick to grab guns from law-owning citizens, yet you don't want to stop violence through Hollywood and movies in that industry, and healthcare, he brings in that.
He strains at the gnat while he swallows the camel. He's the guy going after Rick Santorum because Rick Santorum's stand against homosexual marriage and homosexuality, and he's equating homosexuality to the blacks in the 40s.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish Rick knew what he was talking about there because he'd have just zeroed in on it. Matter of fact, I think he did.
Matter of fact, exactly. Yeah. He should.
Back to your point. I'm sorry.
So with Chris, he brings up three topics. Well, Pelosi, we're kind of concerned about what you're doing about with guns, but we think we should be a little more concerned about what's going on in Hollywood and what's going on with healthcare and things like that. These are three unconstitutional means. See how the agenda continues to move on?
Can you take a picture of that? One that is disarmed, trying to legislate away the rights of them that are armed. Who has the power there?
The ones that are armed.
Thank you. And the American people are, that's pretty, if you can just look at a picture, that's like someone coming up to me, and I'm armed to the hilt.
Right. Somebody breaks
into
your house.
And they're standing at my door telling me that they're going to take away my right to bear arms. The only way that that can happen, Stalin knew, before he killed millions and millions of his own people, he had to deceive them into giving up their rights. He didn't have the power, but the people that knew better did have the power. And because they were deceived by the deceiver, they gave up their power, and at length they were destroyed at length. Evil will slay the wicked, David said in the book of Psalms. Evil will slay the wicked. The wicked are those that knew who to do right, but did nothing about it.
Right.
Oh.
Is that a historical fact?
Yes.
And it repeats itself over and over.
Yes, it does.
Again. And these clowns, the only thing they're trying to do, these criminals, excuse me, they're not clowns.
Yes.
They don't have red noses. This is serious crime, and it's aimed at you. It's aimed at your lives. You look at, just this morning I saw it posted, a father finds, I don't know why he sends his kid to a public school. That's the first problem. But he finds this paper of his student saying, I am willing to give up some of my liberties to gain gain safety. That's what they...
Benjamin Franklin, upside down.
You can't. He said you can't give up essential liberties in order to gain temporary safety. He who does that deserves neither liberty or safety.
Yeah.
Because you got to see through it. But that's what the criminals attempted to do, going to the kids, the 4-year-olds again, which we talked about a little bit before.
This is out of hand.
Obama wants to make public education
for
4-year-olds. I just posted it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It was on a few
of them.
I've
seen it. I'm so, when I hear that kind of stuff, I am just amazed at why the people turn their backs to this stuff.
Yep.
I am amazed.
I am willing, getting the kids to chant
the
that.
Law is on your side, friends. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the law flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we are too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and, of course, justice, said Bobby Kennedy.
That's our foundation. That's our foundation. I don't think you could have said it any better than when you said, I'm armed to the hilt. Somebody comes to my door unarmed, or maybe they have a pea shooter, but I'm fully armed, and all of my family's fully armed.
You do have to ask the question, though, Jake, because he made a point there. Mm-hmm. You do have to ask the question why these people are so emboldened to continuously do what they're doing, because they must know something that the American people don't know. Mm-hmm. I do know this, that, listen, you can trust in chariots, you can trust in horses. They're not going to deliver a man by strength.
That's right. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are
Amen.
Brought down and fallen.
And what did David say in Psalm 27? In this why be confident. Listen, John Knox was right when he said that a man with God is in the majority. I can stand against the world all by myself like Martin Luther did and God. God help me.
Yeah.
And I will win the day. You can have all the world and the world's armies stand against me without God, and I'm in trouble.
Yep. And I can have all the
world. Did that make sense?
I can have all the world's armies with me, standing with me,
spitting against heaven,
without God, I'm in trouble.
Enduring the justice of God to see if he really means what he says. But there are people in this country in the small minority.
Yep.
You know, case in point, someone posted this yesterday, capitulating conversation. And of course, they were saying this was when the people used to be moral. Mm-hmm. And basically giving up all power and giving their words over to the enemy of their soul, namely their country and the natural. And I wrote back, I said, yep, when the people, the 312 million in number, used to hold the 545 accountable for their positions as they represent the 312 million.
Yep.
So that just completely shut everything down. People need to think, and they need to do the math.
Yep.
Back to my point, why is this administration doing what they're doing? They're emboldened to destroy this country because they know that the people, and by the way, again, I don't want to put any deception out there and be found guilty of the things that I'm not, you know, that I'm trying to pull away from the state-run media. But the fact of the matter is, friends, is you are winning the day when you realize you're winning the day, but it's not going to happen outside of the power of the Holy Ghost. And we do everything that we do lawfully in every sense of the word.
You said that they were emboldened because there's no consequence.
Remember China and remember Russia, because we see during the re-election fraud, we do see that the Russians were a part of that and so were the Chinese. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason that this administration feels emboldened to do what they do. Friends, I would go so far as to say this. Look behind your back as to what's going on, friends. Don't just pay attention to the civil war that this administration is trying to create, because they are. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You wouldn't attack a country and your own country if you were of this country in such a fashion, if you weren't trying to get a reaction. By the way, King George stirred up what? Domestic insurrection. So, folks, this is what tyrants do.
And then they try to take advantage of you when you're weak and divided. Don't be divided, folks. The majority is on our side. We have right on our side. We have the Constitution. We have all the tools that we need to establish and maintain liberty.
Lawfully, 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 lawfully. Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back after this break. We're going to sew this one up. I'm letting the air out.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast and that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not political leaders, not religious leaders. The little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect. And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing, and I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dotx.com. Redress equals solution.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
George Washington said, few men have virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Speaking of which, friends, posted today through an outlet, Obama gives four more F-16 fighters to Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood, your sworn enemies, America.
And Israel's.
I guess the thing is maybe if I turn on the football game, maybe it'll just disappear.
It's go away.
That's what I'm probably thinking.
Because we're untouchable. We cannot be brought down. Hey, that sounds familiar to Scripture, right? He set his head or his throne up in the heavens. He couldn't be moved. He couldn't be touched.
Isaiah 14. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all the nations, too. I mean, why do the nations rage? It says in Psalm 2, I believe it is. Why do they imagine a vain thing? This is vanity to think that you can go beyond the reach of God. It's impossible.
What is it? Well, that's what history teaches us. But men want to be blinded to their past. Yep. And then when it reoccurs, they wonder why it reoccurred. But the fact of the matter is, what's heaven's answer? Mm-hmm. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh and have them in great derision.
Terror.
He shall break them in pieces. He shall wax hot against them.
Mm. Kiss the sun, lest he be angry. And
that means meet him on his terms, friends.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Because he's merciful.
Amen.
And seek him while he may be found.
We have an America because he is merciful. We have been that to the world for so long because of the Christian values and the morality. We've been an asylum for those oppressed throughout the world. Just our very existence gives asylum to people.
Well, Jake, that's why the French gave us Lady Liberty.
That's right.
Enlightening the world.
Yep.
Yes, okay.
Bad they didn't follow our directives afterwards, because there were some bad things that happened in France in their revolution because they didn't establish it on the Bible like we did.
Well, let's give them what we know to be true, but we won't practice. Do as I say, that's but right. Don't do as I do. Thank you for that gift, by the way, you French folks over there.
It's a nice statue.
Yes.
I've seen it.
Yes.
I've seen it.
America, with the same voice which spoke herself into existence as a nation, proclaimed to mankind the inextinguishable rights of human nature and the only lawful foundations of government.
Said by a true orator.
You know, I didn't get to one thing I was going to talk about today, but that's good. That means we're having church.
We brought up the last segment about those that continue and persist in lawlessness because there's no consequence for it. I think what we ought to do next week, I think we need to pursue some of these government officials, some of these leaders, some of these quote-unquote conservatives or lovers or defenders of liberty, and let's ask them the questions as to why there has been no consequence. Well, why can this administration go out and be busted, drug running, giving guns to our enemies that then commit murder? Why in the world is there no consequence to this?
Did you just see this yesterday, too, friends, that another eyewitness to Obama's crimes for some reason just got snuffed out in the parking lot of a church? It's amazing how this works. And, man, I mean, look at all those Navy SEAL 16. Yeah. Look at those guys, man. They're just a lot of coincidences, friends. Navy SEALs don't die, friends.
No, they don't.
And that's what you need to wake up to. They just don't die because the government has put that much time, effort, training, money, instructions into these men that they are a high commodity to the government. Right. Folks, don't separate text from historical backgrounds. If you do, you will perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government.
Right.
That is the father of our Constitution, James Madison. Please post that to my Facebook, Heather. That is awesome. I love that. Heather, can I get you to look at me for a second? Go ahead and read that. Give us your gun. Can you go ahead and read that? That is great stuff. Did you see this?
Yeah, well, is that the newsletter?
Yeah. If you want to be on the newsletter list, folks,
go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You just click that button. It says join our email list. It's really big. It's on the homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What's the headliner?
It says if you pick up your gun or take off the uniform.
Oh, brother! I like that.
That's a standard.
Yeah. It's kind of like the sword of the spirit and the armor of the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness.
But I just want the blessing. Want the blessing.
Yeah, feet shod with the preparation, readiness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The sword of the spirit,
amen,
which is the word of God.
What's the greatest blessing in war? To have a weapon.
Amen.
And to
of course. Of course.
You know, we just got to get people to realize they are in a war. War is upon them.
Yeah. Maybe PETA will they'll think of putting weapons into the hands of the animals.
That's against true.
Did you see the beaver that just killed the man?
No.
I'm not kidding you.
Get out of here.
Okay. A little diversion, but it's a case in point
You got to hear about this.
I'm not kidding. A guy was filming. It's online. A man was filming a beaver walking down a road.
Okay.
This beaver turned on him, and it killed the man. I'm not kidding you. Yes. It killed him. And it's, I guess they're known for attacking, and it's a rarity. It's as rare as hen's teeth. But it does happen. So, friends, if you see a beaver, don't start walking around filming the Joker. It's like the guy that gets out of his car. I've seen this video, too. And he starts walking around in Africa, I believe it was. He starts to film these two lions playing. And one of the lions turns on him and takes him out. Duh. Well, now, I know that there's quite a difference between a lion and a beaver. But you know what? You jack up the wrong beaver and he'll take you out. And by the way, you can even hear, and it's sad. It really is. It's kind of cruel. The video is, it's humorous, but it's not. You can hear the person, like, taking a couple breaths, and that was it. So he was an angry beaver. Jack Beaver, he's had it. Maybe they work for the press or something. I have no idea. But Heather, go ahead. Tell us the story.
Okay, this is on our email blast here. It says, George Washington fought on the front lines during the American Revolution. His battle was for the God-given liberties that we, his posterity, have today. Today we are fighting the same fight for our posterity, who are literally dying for someone to break into their indoctrinated worlds and give them hope and truth, the very message we give in our event assemblies. And what we have is our My War series, which in essence takes you on tour with us, and it gives people who want to make an impact in their communities, it's going to put the gun in your hands, per se, to be able to make an impact in your communities. It gives you the knowledge, the DVD series My War does, and it's half off right now.
And that's also a way, folks, that, as Heather was just saying, we're going on tour again this week. As you know, we'll be down in Orlando at the Awakening Conference. We have a number of different events, too, so stay tuned for that.
Tea parties and such, yep.
Tea parties.
Television, yep.
You got it. Schools, cool. You name it. But so stay tuned with us on that. But in what Heather is saying right there, when you buy the DVD series, you send us on the road. What is the purpose of the products? It's to feed the sheep, feed the flock, and all the financial means goes to help us go out and create more products or go out and reach more people, which is our end goal, folks. We desire to bear fruit on your account. So when you give a donation to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you buy a product. That product then in turn goes to bear more fruit and sow more seed. Folks, we are after it. And again, you can depend upon us to speak that truth in the areas where it needs to be spoken, when we can depend upon you to support us and to send us. I know right now there's an opportunity for some folks. We take the bus when we go on tour. For some folks to sow at least a tank of gas to get us out to these locations to reach the people. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, make a tax-deductible donation. All of your donations are tax-deductible. And send us out there to reach those that you know need to be reached.
And folks, the question is brought up quite a bit when I'm doing interviews. What's your message? Our message is this, the price of freedom, the price of liberty. Because we know that freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And people are not going to do what they ought to do until they see the price of their freedoms.
That's right.
And what it took to give us those freedoms. And when I do high school assemblies, and when I do churches, by the way, too, because I'm always talking in the natural, teaching you spiritual lessons the way Christ did. The Bible says that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. But case in point, friends, 25 topics, 26 topics, a plethora of topics. I'll ask the students in public schools, do you know the Constitution? Do you know your rights? They'll chuckle about it. And I'll say to them, I don't know what's so funny about that. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. The next thing I'll do is I'll ask them the question, how many in this room know of somebody in their family that served in foreign wars or in our military? About 85%, literally 85% of the hands go up in the room. I'll say, wait a second. So like your uncles, your aunts, your moms and your dads, your cousins, perhaps your brothers and sisters served in foreign wars and you don't even know the Constitution in which many fight, bleed and die to ratify to give you the freedoms that you have. And you think it's funny that you don't know what they fought, bled and died to give you? Wow. Church, I'm talking to you too. Christ crucified. That is the pearl to the church. You need to show them the price paid for the redemption in which God bought through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. So in saying that, I'll bring them all the way to the end of my lyceum, my high school assembly. Then I'll say to them, so guys, what do you think of me after I tell them the price paid through World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Korea, the such friends, and then all the way up to Afghanistan and Iraq? I'll say, what if you think of, well, let's just go to Arlington Cemetery and let's just go ahead and desecrate their memories. Let's go get a can of spray paint and spray their headstones and party everything away that they fought, bled, and died to give us. Folks, what happens is there's a conversion that takes place. The students stand up and they say, you're not going to disrespect the price paid for my freedom. And that's exactly what we wanted them to get to. Guess what they want? They want to know their past. They want to know their future. And the only way they're going to know their future is by knowing their past, because God has already shown them their future by looking to the past. They want the Bible and they want the Constitution. What did George Washington rightly say? Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Show them what those two pillars are. The Bible, which is the rock upon which our republic rests, at Andrew Jackson, and the Constitution.
That's the result we want.
Bill of Rights, which is seed-bedded in what? Declaration of Independence.
And you got 8 days left to order your Sons of Liberty polo as well, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Got Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talk to you in 23 hours for 2 hours tomorrow, live across the country and in 52 countries. Love you, First John.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer
also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.